Hello?
Hey Ray, I just wanted to ask you and apologize. Have I done something that upsets you?
Yeah.
Well,
You're playing a
I'm
game.
sorry. What?
How much do you want to pay for the house? How much you want to pay for the house?
Hey
How do
man.
I know that you can produce a cashier's check at closing?
Well, I mean, I guess you don't until you talk with me, but I apologize for, making this inconvenience for you, but
Oh, I know the property. I know the property. You want to say, what do you want to pay for it? What do you want to buy? What are you looking for?
well, do you have a few minutes to answer some questions?
Yeah, I'll answer the questions. Go ahead. Let's...
Okay. All right. Is it vacant?
No, I'm living in it.
Okay. And what's your time frame looking like when you go to your next destination?
1 week.
Okay. We can move quick, but that's, with legalities, it's not necessarily always going to work.
30 days.
Okay. That sounds a little bit more fair. Okay. Well, are you staying within the states, or are you just
That I don't see why that's any of your concern.
Well, I mean, if we can help you get from A to B, then.
How are you going to help me get from A to B?
Well, one, I don't know enough information to be able to help you, but we don't just make offers on houses that we may or may not want to buy. I mean, we create solutions that work for you and I, and if we're a good fit, we're a good fit. If we're not, then we're not. We can't buy every house for every person that we talk to.
From discussing it with your questions, it sounds like a lot of bullshit to me. If you want to buy a house, you write up a contract on it. You mail it to
Okay.
me, and I'll respond to you every
Well,
time.
I mean, okay, I hear what you're saying. We are in 2024. Do you have, email?
You keep saying we. Who the hell is we?
You contacted us, sir. I apologize again, but have I done something wrong?
What did I contact you about?
Your property on New Market Road.
I haven't contacted anybody about it. It's not on the market.
Okay, so you didn't fill out a web form saying that you wanted to sell it?
No.
Okay. All right.
I have offers. I've got two offers, almost two offers every week.
Well, how come you haven't taken them?
'Cause I ain't really that interested in selling it. Everybody wants to pay me. Oh, I'll give you 151,000. I'll give you 145,000. Why would I take less than what I'm paying taxes on it for? I did have one offer of 208,000. I don't know. I got the cards here somewhere on the table here where the people have mailed to me. And I respond, I ain't interested.
So, I mean, this sounds like that you're not even really interested in general. So, I mean, why would I even make you an offer?
Yeah, that's right. Why would you even make me an offer? Unless you're in a little bullshit game.
Made to make
If
you an
you
offer.
want to buy something, I just sold 4 acres and a modular in Charles City that I had. I just sold my mom's
Congratulations.
house on Penley Avenue. I'm downsizing. I'm getting rid of shit, okay? I don't need it.
Well, I understand. Yeah. Life
Okay.
has twists and turns. I get it.
I'm
But
glad
you're
you
not really looking to sell, you're not really looking to sell this house, so I guess why,
I'm
if you
looking
can
to
help.
sell it if the price is right. Money talks, bullshit walks. And which one are you doing? I ain't heard no money offer.
Well, that's because I haven't really heard you say that you actually wanted to sell it.
That's because you're playing a game.
And what
You
game
want to
is
buy
that?
the house? You want to buy the house? You put me a written contract and you get an answer.
Well, do you have an idea of how much you're even looking to get for the house?
I ain't going to take any less than $208,000 for it. That's the highest offer I've got on it right now.
So let me ask you this then. Why would you take $208,000 from me and not the other guy?
I don't know. I haven't seen any. All I've seen is a written offer, good for 2 weeks, from I don't know what the hell his damn name is. Let's see where it is. Because I'm really killing it or not. Had I know you got $208,000. You send me two copies of your financials? And
like, I just bought one over there off New Market. There's a house that I'd pretty much abandoned. Number, you know, I got 60-some thousand on it. So, I mean, you know, that's not really a question.
You're not going to buy this one for that.
Well, I don't disagree with you. What I'm getting at is, you know, when, let's just say we were able to make something work, I mean, where are you going to go even if we did?
I may go into assisted living.
You're downsizing, but... Uh-huh. How long would you be able to do that?
I have another house I go in, 7916 Fortress Place. It's over in Fort Gilmore, Battlefield Park. That's been paid for since the 1990s. My daughter's living in it. She's living in the apartment. 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, apartment on it from my mother-in-law. And I can live in the apartment. I got options. I may go into Masonic Home. I might go, but Masonic Home's got a waiting list. I don't know what I might, you know, I've got options. I don't feel like doing the maintenance on this shit anymore. I got a good man who cuts some grass every 2 weeks. Just sold the property across the road for $60,000, 41 acres.
Sure.
Why? I'm here right in the middle part of Curl's Neck Farm. My neighbor just sold his house for $1.2
million. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you did any updates on your house currently?
Updates? What kind of updates?
Any updates. I mean, it was built in 37. So.
I did an update last week with my taxes. Kind of update.
I mean, upgrades. Have you, you know, has the kitchen been remodeled? You know, any remodeling? Is the roof still,
no.
You know, the same?
No. Why would I remodel something if I'm going to sell it?
Well, I'm just asking the question.
I'll give you an answer. No.
Okay, so you're saying it hadn't been touched?
It ain't been touched.
In 80 years.
Don't need to touch it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As long as everything works.
Uh-huh.
I got a $60 VEPCO bill, and it does have a oil furnace. That's the only problem. Let's see, that would cost any money. And that don't cost me. It cost me about $1,000 a year to heat this place. It's only 900-some square feet. The bath, I don't have a problem with it. With
right.
The shower, you know, it just, you know, don't need to upgrade anything. As long as it works, don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Right. Well, I mean, that obviously will... encourage or discourage the price that you want, right? So, I mean, if it's not
go encourage, it's not go discourage.